take control of the airwaves toll-free. It's the live Saturday edition of the show as we kick off hour number two. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us online, by the way, at freetalklive.com. We have lots of great stuff on our website, and it's all for free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. All right, still to come tonight, Manwich. You got something about the Katrina waste.
Yes, also,
oh my goodness, I hear a noise in the background. I hope that means that we're... Are we still connected? I think so. All right. Anyway, Katrina waste. Also coming up, the Indians... Hold up, I can hear noise in the background. Anyway, the Indians are being possibly displaced again. And we'll talk about taxes, because we've got the total number of hours that Americans spend on taxes. It goes up every year, by the way. I love getting this number every year because it's just
fascinating. It gets bigger? I mean,
yeah.
Is it because of more rules?
Probably.
You know, the IRS has been shrank so much that even if they want to enforce their rules that they have, they can't because there's so few agents.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I mean, there's plenty of people that that don't pay. Well, we'll get into taxes.
Please don't pay.
Yeah.
And if you do pay, lie about the stuff that you write off.
Absolutely. Scam them as much as possible because they're just a bunch of thieves. Well, we'll talk about taxes coming up. The toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Let's go to the Indian story, though, because I find this really, really disturbing. This from hammeroftruth.com from Stuart Richards. Navajo and Hopi families residing on Big Mountain and the surrounding area of Black Mesa in northern Arizona may be forced to relocate as new Senate Bill S-1003, quote, the Navajo Hopi Land Settlement Act Amendments of 2005 goes before Congress. If passed, this bill will permanently displace the Navajo and the Hopi. And according to a press release by the Black Mesa Indigenous Support Organization, quote, relieve the federal government of any further responsibility for the relocated people. Now, I don't want to have the federal government taking responsibility for people, so on its face, that sounds okay to get the government out of the Indians' lives. I think that's a fine idea.
I agree.
Apparently, this was sponsored by John McCain, and it happened at the same time as Peabody Coal, which is the world's largest coal company, expressed an interest in the Navajo land.
That's how politics works. You reward your friends, you punish your enemies.
Right. So, Peabody Coal plans to expand its strip mining into this area where the Indians are now, where billions of tons of low-sulfur coal are located. So, the coal company's coming in. They want the Indians off of their reservations, and so now there's a federal bill that could be passed that may actually kick these guys off of their reservations. Now, according to Stuart on Hammer of Truth, he says, my wife spent most of the last summer on the Hopi Reservation, interning with a local church for a psychology degree. She told me stories of the people on the reservation, and I indeed know a few of them. Thinking that they'll be forced to move off of their scraps of land that the feds left them from the last 250 years really ticks me off.
Yeah, me too.
This is eminent domain on a scale unimaginable, but they'll probably get away with it. Since when has our racist federal government given a rat's butt about the Native Americans after all? Environmentalists can bitch and moan about ANWR to save some wildlife, but flesh and blood human beings have less right to their land than animals, apparently, so long as they're natives. So we're looking at kicking the Indians out of their land again.
I don't understand. Didn't we give that land to them?
Yeah, well, and then there's comments. Hammer of Truth is a libertarian blog. Then there's some comments here. Stuart's wife chimes in. She says, I'm angered by this because the Hopi and Navajo are peaceful people. Very few of them are on government aid to live, and most of them work. Also, I lived there this summer, and the sovereign nations do a better job of taking care of crime than the state government does.
My.
If Arizona passes this bill, they'll be taking away most of the jobs that Navajo and Hopi have, which are tribal jobs. And then finally, one guy points out that apparently what they're going to be doing is abolishing their sovereign nations. As I understand it from reading this, the reservations are essentially sovereign nations within the United States. Reserved for the Indians. Well, now we're talking about kicking them off of their sovereign land, and just, that's it. Okay, see you later.
Yep.
Give them the boot. That's the end of it. So you're essentially going to be taking people out of their land and just ejecting them into the world, into the society that they don't live in.
You know, if we stand for this, what's to stop the feds from coming in and taking my property?
Nothing. Nothing has ever stopped them, except they just haven't wanted it yet. That's all.
Thank God.
So, how do you feel about this? because this isn't getting coverage anywhere else. I asked the question, who else is going to cover this? Is this being talked about? It's apparently not even getting coverage from the local media. They're forgotten people.
Think about what a blow this is. I mean, these people generally live rent-free or very low rent on the tribal land, and suddenly their jobs are going to be lost because most of the jobs are tribal. Their houses, all their stuff, they're going to have to go to some apartment, or they're going to have to buy a house. I mean, you thought your house was all, the whole housing thing was all taken care of for you? Mm-hmm. Sorry, you got to go.
Yeah.
We're going to knock your house down. We got to dig some coal.
Now, here's another question. As I understand it, the Bureau of Indian Affairs is heavily regulating Indian reservations.
There's another government organization that we need to just disband.
Absolutely.
Sell the building.
I recall from a John Stossel presentation, I think it was John Stossel Goes to Washington, where he focused in on two different Indian reservations. One of them was where the Bureau of Indian Affairs was heavily involved. They're giving out welfare payments. You had drunken Indians everywhere. Nobody was working. Houses were falling to pieces. And then he compared that to another area where the Bureau backed off. They butted out. And there was new homes being built.
Mm-hmm.
New businesses were going up. People weren't in destitute conditions. I mean, it was just night and day.
That's what happens when the government gets out of people's lives. They are successful. They prosper.
So I wonder, you mentioned that it's sort of a sovereign nation, but it's not really. I wonder how it works. I mean, if you own, and if you have any insight on this one, 1-800-259-9231, if you can explain this to me. But if you're an Indian and you're living on this the Navajo Reservation, for instance, and you've got yourself a home there, and the federal government comes in and let's presume this bill passes, and they say, okay, you're going to have to be gone out of here at the end of the month. Are they even going to bother offering them money? Like, with eminent domain, it's a really crappy deal usually, but at least they give you some sort of amount of money to leave your home. In the case of the Indians, since the feds own the reservation or have regulation over the entire reservation, does that mean that they own all of the property there and the Indians are just sort of tenants? Or are the Indians going to be offered some sort of compensation to leave?
Well, they ought to be given some kind of compensation.
They ought to, but that doesn't answer whether they will or not.
Actually, I shouldn't say they ought to be given any compensation. It's the least that they could be given is some kind of compensation. But the compensation isn't what they want anyway. If they wanted to sell their property, they could have done that.
Exactly. So I'm curious about this, and if you know, fill us in, 1-800-259-9231. Otherwise, we go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Nathan in Oklahoma. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mawich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Nathan.
Hey, here in Oklahoma, as far as that Indian thing, they do what they've done for hundreds of years. They basically pick which leader they want to talk to, and then those guys agree to something, and they hold everyone else to it.
Ah. I don't understand. Who picks what leader they want to talk to?
Well, the government picks whichever guy decides he's the Indian leader.
Okay.
You know, and then they say, he signed it. And so then they just hold it to him.
Really? So the Indian leader, whoever it is they pick, can actually make decisions for the entire group of Indians, regardless of whether or not they're all happy with it?
Well, can is somewhat subjective.
He does.
Yes.
And the government will enforce it. I mean, what do you think is going to happen here? I mean, we're going to be kicking these Indians out, and are they going to be offered any money? Do you have any insight onto that?
Well, like here in Oklahoma, they just decided that that they were going to start taxing the Indian casinos more. And they just said, well, we'll work on an agreement, but they didn't really agree to anything. They just said, okay, you're going to have to do it this way.
Just the taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
But speaking of, real quick, speaking of making people do what they're... Hold on.
Go away, please.
Sorry. Hey, okay,
quick,
so,
go, sir.
Yeah, yeah. So with laws, like what always happens is when you say we shouldn't get a law, it's people say, well, they're going to do it anyway. Or they're not supposed to do it. Well, they are going to do it anyway. And you have to figure out what you want to do when they do it.
Exactly,
yeah.
And people are going to break the law, and I don't want to put, if they're consensual lawbreakers, I don't want to put them in jail.
Exactly.
There shouldn't be those laws in the first place. Great call, Nathan. Thanks for it. 800-259-9231. That is toll-free. You bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-9000. 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. The number, 800-259-9231. The live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, by the way. We've got our website up and available for you, and it's totally free. And there's a map on there. You go to map.freetalklive.com. It'll take you to our listener map. And you'll see listeners from all around the world because it's an international map of listenership. It's simple. You can add yourself to it. You go to map.freetalklive.com, punch in your location. It's not an exact location. It's your zip code. Okay, so it's not going to identify your house. You punch in your location, your name, photo of yourself, a quote to go along with your entry if you like, and then you'll be added as a little digital pushpin to our listener map. It's free. It's easy. Map.freetalklive.com. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project and their first 1,000 pledge, call them toll-free. 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Still to come here tonight, Katrina Waste, waiters, and figuring out how, well, how lousy of a person someone is based on how they treat a waiter. Also, how many hours do Americans spend in total on taxes? We'll discuss that, and of course, taxes in general. All coming up. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Man, where are we going right now, though?
We're going to Fort Worth, Texas.
All right.
Story from the AP. It apparently, a judge halted an execution because the inmate was mentally ill, and the judge agreed to force the man to take antipsychotic medication so that he could be put to death. The inmate, Stephen Keith Stanley, 43, has refused to take his medication. A jury decided that he should be put to death for the killing of a Fort Worth restaurant manager during a botched robbery. Now, they are kill crazy in Texas. They just they love the idea of putting people to death there. They probably put more people to death in Texas than they do the rest of the United States.
Maybe
the rest
so.
Of the time, yeah. It's pretty close.
They do kill a lot of people.
Yes. So, Judge Wayne Salivant issued a forced medication order Tuesday while Stanley picked his picked at his unruly hair and mumbled nonsensical phrases in the courtroom. It's going to be fun. The order, requested by prosecutors, drew a sharp argument from Stanley's attorney. I'm sure it did. The whole idea of holding someone down and injecting them so that we can then say with a straight face, this person is now competent so we can kill them, I think that smacks of an Orwellian Soviet-style approach to criminal justice.
Yeah, Orwellian.
I think it does. But I think the problem is killing people, not whether or not we force some inmate to take his antipsychotic medication. That seems a little nuts to me.
Yeah, I mean, forced medication, I'm certainly not for shoving pills down people's throats or shoving needles in their arms if they don't want them. I think I have a problem with that alone. But your point about killing people?
Well, that's what the state does. I mean, I'm sure that what this guy did in the Fort Worth restaurant and during this botched robbery was horrifying. If he actually did it, who knows? Now, I know that he was found guilty by a jury of his peers, and in this country, that means you can be put to death.
Correct.
But since 1971, there's been about 120 people released from death row, which means if we've released 120 people from death row since 1971, how many people on death row have we killed?
How many Texans have we killed?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I'm sure that Texas has more than its fair share of them. Until we are perfect, there should be no death penalty. And when we are perfect, we won't need one. Death penalty, barbaric.
Well, the people that support it are going to say that, well, what about the families?
What about the families? I'm sorry. I could take this guy.
They want vengeance.
We could take this guy.
They want blood.
Steve Keith Stanley. I could kill him. I could cut him up into little pieces. I could burn the pieces. I could take his ashes and I could put them in the highest mountains in the world. It's not going to bring back this Fort Worth restaurant manager. It's not going to make that family whole, and it's not going to make them better. That kind of bloodthirsty vengeance isn't, you know, I get it. Vengeance, I understand why you would want it, but
right.
It's not the Department of Vengeance. It's the Department of Justice.
Do you think the families that are asking for death penalties, do you think they feel like it will make them whole? Or do they just want blood?
They want completion, which to me, holding somebody in death row and making the family wait until they get executed is worse for the family. They'll be complete then when the person is sentenced to life in prison. Now, that's not getting away with it. Please, life in prison? That's got to stink.
Yeah.
Really, really, really bad.
I'm sure it does.
And that we already have these death row cells. You could put people that were sentenced to death in these death row cells. And that way, when we find out later that they were innocent, and we have found out that 120 people were innocent, and we released off death row since 1971, 120 people.
That's a lot of people.
Once we find out that these people are innocent, you can release them out of those little rooms that we put them in.
If they weren't found innocent, they'd be put to death at some point. They'd be dead. I mean, if those guys were not, and I think you've told me this before, that most of them weren't found innocent based on DNA. It was other things that actually exonerated them.
Other stuff, and I don't have a complete list as to every reason every person was released from death row since 1971. But
if you're somebody that supports the death penalty, and your brother.
And you've got one good reason.
Your brother got put into jail on charges for crimes that he didn't commit.
And you know he didn't.
And you know, because you were there with him, wherever he was at the time when they were accusing him of doing other things. And he was in jail, and you're yelling and screaming that your brother shouldn't be in jail, he's innocent, but there he is. Jury of his peers found him guilty based on, who knows, what evidence. And there he is sitting on death row. And up until that point, you had supported the death penalty. would you still support the death penalty at that point? Would you come to Manwich's opinion, and that is that, whoa, maybe we should slow down on this whole killing people thing until, as you pointed out, we're infallible and we can absolutely be sure 100% of the time that these people are who they are, that they're guilty of what we claim that they're guilty of?
People who believe in the death penalty believe in government. They believe it's infallible. But the fact is,
the system is not infallible.
No, it's not. You can get charged for something you didn't do. You can get brought to court for something you didn't do. And the jury can find you guilty of something you didn't do.
It's happened before, and it will happen again.
It happens every day in America.
The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. If it was your friend, your family member that was sitting in jail on death row waiting to die for a crime that you know they didn't commit, would you still support the death penalty? That's my question for you. I can't see how anybody possibly could.
I can't understand. I mean, other than some emotional response,
right,
why you would support the death penalty.
How could somebody be so cold to support the death penalty, killing innocent people? Now, I know what they're going to say. It costs so much money to put people in jail for the rest of their lives. Well, now, wait a minute. If money's the issue, then what we need to do is we need to have a total restructuring of the way the prison system works. Because right now, when you, if you have a loved one, like this restaurant manager who was killed in this botched robbery, his loved ones are being victimized twice. And this is something that nobody talks about.
No.
Nobody either they don't talk about it or they don't realize it. But when his family lost him, they were victimized once. They were victimized by this criminal. I don't remember what his name was, but this nutcase, Stanley. So Stanley victimized the family. And then the family's now being victimized by...
Staley.
Now the family is being victimized by the state government. Because first they were victimized by losing a family member. Now they're being victimized by being robbed, by having their tax money stolen from them, which is what taxes are, it's theft. They're having tax money taken from them so they can pay to keep this person in prison. We have a solution, and we'll share it with you coming up as to how we can change the prison system to make it so that families actually get something out of it. I mean, you're never going to get your loved one back, but you should be able to get something out of it instead of losing more money year after year to keep the person alive or losing money to put the person to death. We'll explain. 800-259-9231. And your thoughts, are you for the death penalty? We want to hear from you. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition of the show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We've talked about everything from castration to the death penalty tonight. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams available for you. The broadband version of the show is there, a dial-up version as well, and they're both free. freetalklive.com. To the phones we go, Manwich, because ladies come first here on Free Talk Live. We go to Kayleen in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello, Kayleen.
Hello, you sexy guys.
Hey, Kayleen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Nothing to do with what you were talking about before, but I just wanted to tell you about a friend of ours who started listening recently to your show.
Hmm.
Matthew and I turned him on to it, and he loves it. And guess
Excellent.
What his name is?
Jim.
Ian.
Oh, what
and
a coincidence.
And guess where he lives? New Hampshire.
Oh, in New Hampshire. Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, and guess what mindset he is?
Libertarian.
Yeah, there we go.
That is super.
Yeah. I just wanted to let you know that. And I'm also...
There was another libertarian Ian out there.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Soon they'll be living
and,
in the same
I wanted to let you know that I'm with Matthew. I really want to see actually both of you, you know, with your shirts off, sweating, and, you know, moving furniture up there.
Oh, my.
There's not much sweating that you can do up in New Hampshire, is there? I mean, there's not
well,
much...
Well, in the summertime,
cold,
yeah, there is.
There's not much hot weather.
Well, yeah, in the summertime, it's pretty... It can get pretty hot.
For three weeks. I mean,
oh, come on. For at least 2 months.
I think what you consider really hot is nothing compared to what we get down here.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Okay.
I was pretty much northern, well, not born and bred, but I lived most of my life in the north. So, yeah, it gets above 80 and I'm uncomfortable.
Oh, my.
I'm really looking forward to you guys moving to New Hampshire, and I'm looking forward to us. So, but anyway,
I wanted
to tell you about our friend Ian that we turned on to your show.
Well, thank you for doing that. So, since we have you on the line. Manwich and I were just talking about the death penalty, and we've got an example of a guy that's being forced to take medication so he can be put to death in the state of Texas. And as Manwich pointed out, that you know these guys, there's been 120 guys at least in the last 20 years that have been released from death row because they were innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think it's time we put a moratorium on the death penalty, Kayleen?
You know, I kind of raise the fence on the death penalty. I'm against it. But as you said, you know, I was listening to your show earlier, and I can understand vengeance, the whole, you know, V for Vendetta thing.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, people shouldn't kill people unless there's, you know, it's like in self-defense or defense of your family.
Well, I agree.
People
shouldn't kill people, and which should include the government. I mean,
right.
The government
and
is run by people.
Yeah, so, you know, I tend to agree with you guys. And I guess it's more of a personal thing. Like, you know, if somebody killed my daughter, I would definitely want them dead.
Well, know? That's why you could hire a hitman. Thanks for the call, Kayleen. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I said we were going to give the solution to how we could stop families from being victimized twice. Stop loved ones who've lost somebody. Like we were talking about this story about a restaurant manager that was killed in a botched robbery.
Mm-hmm.
And his family's being victimized twice. They were victimized the first time by losing their loved one, victimized a second time by having to pay to either put their the alleged killer to death, or pay to put the guy in jail for years. If we change the system to where restitution was the norm in America, at least then they would get something out of it. Now, what do I mean by restitution?
Paying the family for their loss.
Yeah. No, you can't set a number. You can't set a number on somebody's life. I mean, if you lose a loved one, you could claim it's worth millions.
Well, I wouldn't think that that would be reasonable if the loved one. I don't know. I mean, if we're talking about a father here, and I know that there's pain and suffering and all that that sort of thing, and I think that somebody should be put in prison for that. But as far as restitution goes, he was worth something to the family.
I understand that. The family's going to claim he's worth millions. I mean, what he's actually worth is another question. It's indeterminable.
Something closer to $3,000 or $4,000 a month.
It's indeterminable. But you can certainly determine what he was making and what he would have made over the years, and you could maybe set it at that level. But essentially what you would do is the jury would say, okay, you know, you lost your breadwinner, you lost your mother or whatever it is, and here's the amount of money that we're going to award you. And then the person who's being put into prison would have to work it off. I mean, the person that you were putting into prison would literally have to answer phones or do some sort of manual labor.
Grow beans, make license plates, whatever.
Whatever the job
not license
is,
plates, but
to where he would be getting a paycheck, and 98% of the paycheck would be going to the family. You know, a percentage would go to the jail to house him and feed him and to keep him there. But the rest of the money would go to the family, so they'd get at least something out of it instead of having to pay for this guy to be put in jail. Doesn't that make sense?
It does make sense, and there's it happens right now. There's work release programs in Florida where the convicts are housed, and then they go out into the community and work. So they're either waiters or construction workers or whatever it is that they do. They one half of their paycheck, 50%, goes to pay for their room and board.
Okay.
Now
I was under the impression it didn't happen that often. Are you telling me it does happen quite often?
Work release. Well, it you have to have a certain.
I don't know if you can release a murderer.
Yeah, murderers go to work release,
okay.
But as long as they have a little amount of time in their sentence, I don't know. I mean, there's different types of murder, and people.
I'm talking about when as soon as you get into jail.
I understand. I'm telling you that that it happens.
It happens
not
to
that,
a
not
an extent.
That they've already beat you to your idea. It happens to a small extent. I'm going to tell, and as soon as I explain it, you'll understand why.
Okay.
50% goes to room and board.
Yeah.
40% goes to the convict for outside. You know. Taking care of themselves when they get out or buying Snickers bars while they're in, and 10% goes to restitution.
That's it?
It's just 10%, yeah.
What a joke! What a slap in the face!
It is.
1-800-259-9231, your thoughts on restitution, the death penalty, or whatever's on your mind. Let's go to the phones, because you can take control of the airwaves like Rodney in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Rodney.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about the Hopi and the Navajo, how they get messed over after all they've done for this country. I don't know a lot about it, but I know when I went to the Grand Canyon, I learned that the Hopi really never fought, you know, the U.S. soldiers or anything like that. They've always been very peace-loving.
Really?
Yep.
And so they just got slaughtered, essentially.
Yeah. And, well, they just basically took what was given, told what they were going to get, and they took it. And and look what the Navajo did for us in World War II. Weren't they the nation that one movie was based on, where
I believe they were the Wind Talkers or whatever.
Yes, and now look what they're doing for them. It just burns me up, you know.
They're kicking them off of their lands. Now it hasn't gone through. It's a Senate bill. It hasn't passed yet, but they want to. I mean, this John McCain, he would love to get this passed because there's some coal company that could benefit from getting the Indians' land.
Well, John McCain could benefit from helping the coal company.
Yes, that's right.
Absolutely. And you know, if he's pushing it, it's going to get slid through.
Everybody
slid.
Loves John McCain. He's America's choice.
What's that all about?
Yeah, he's a socialist.
Mm-hmm.
A fascist. Socialist, fascist, whatever. You name it. Roddy, any other thoughts for us?
I'd about do it tonight. Now, I will talk a little bit on the death penalty.
Okay,
I tell you, I was always a very staunch supporter of it until, remember, all those people got let out of jail up in Chicago that were on death row, and it turns out the police were framing them and everything like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's really what turned me around on it. I mean, they were. And then
I think that's excellent, Rodney, that you were able to actually change your opinion on this, because it's such an emotional issue. And we've talked to people in the past before, and it just seems like some people will not budge on the death penalty issue. You can bring up point after point about, well, what if it was you? What if it was you that was sitting on death penalty accused of a crime that you didn't commit? Oh, I would never be sitting on death row.
Yeah, couldn't happen to me.
That wouldn't happen to me.
I remember
totally
I was taking a business law class, and a lawyer teacher says, everybody talks about people getting off on a technicality, but wait till it's your kid or grandkid.
That's exactly right. Thanks for the call, Rodney. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. One thing's for sure, especially if you're in for a drug charge or something like that, your life's not going to be better if you've spent 10 years in prison after smoking a joint. We're on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they turn brown and they shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. This is the live Saturday edition of the show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have updates. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you want to follow the progress of the show, you want to know about the news in regards to the program, well, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list. That's updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up. It's totally free, of course. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the death penalty. And, of course, you and I, as always, Manwich, are firmly against it.
Yes.
The reason why is because, as you pointed out, over 120 people, is it in the last 20 years or 30 years?
Well, since 1971,
so in the last
there
30
have been
plus
123
years.
People released from death row in America.
Right, 123 people who were found to not be guilty of the crimes that they were originally found guilty of.
And put on death row for.
Right, so if you can still support the death penalty in the face of 123 people that would have been put to death, we want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Tony in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Tony. You're on with Ian and Manwich.
How you doing, guys?
Good. What's up?
Well, the 123 people that were thankfully exonerated.
Yes, sir.
These people were convicted using yesterday's forensic technology. In other words, the same DNA that may have freed them is now the same DNA technology that makes damn sure we got the right guy.
Actually, no. The reason why most of these guys got off was not DNA evidence. What was it, man?
15 of them were released due to DNA evidence, and the other 123 charges were dismissed. They're acquitted. A variety of different things.
Okay, well, today, there are very darn few first-degree murder convictions without some kind of physical evidence. With the advancement of DNA technology...
But don't you agree that physical evidence can be a mistake, too?
Oh, do I get to finish my thought?
You made a point on there.
Let me finish my thought.
Feel free.
There are very precious few first-degree murder convictions without physical evidence. And using today's DNA technology, we are tremendously reducing the odds of the wrong guy going to death row. In addition, what is the percentage of those 123 cases against the overall number of people convicted and sentenced to death in that period of time?
I don't know. What was your frickin' mom?
I beg your pardon?
What if it was your mom that we were killing that was innocent?
It's not. My mom's not a crook.
Right. See, that's why you're willing to kill innocent people.
No, I'm not willing to kill innocent
people. Yes, you are. You said, what was the percentage? That sounds like somebody who's willing to kill off innocent people in order to keep a death penalty.
Well, I'll tell you the innocent people that you're forgetting about. You're forgetting about the thousands upon thousands of innocent people who have been robbed, raped, and murdered by convicted murderers who have been paroled from prison. From life sentences that turned out not to be life sentences.
Hey, I do not dispute that we have a judicial system that needs to be revamped, and I think one of the ways that needs to be revamped is to stop killing people.
Well, you're living in a fantasy land. Until criminals people say, well, the death penalty is not a deterrent, and they come along with this ridiculous broad argument with crime statistics and some of the other. I'll tell you this, it's a deterrent for the person who's executed, because I guarantee you, no person has ever been harmed by a murderer who's been executed.
Oh, that's so
cute.
How many people have been harmed by innocent people that were executed?
Very damn few, but
right.
How many?
Let's just kill them all. How about we just go wipe everybody out?
Let's put the facts out there, Tony. You're willing to kill innocent people, aren't you?
How many people per hundred?
You're getting a little emotional, Cinderella.
That's because you're killing people.
No, the murderers kill people.
No, Tony,
so do
you. You're advocating killing innocent people, Tony.
I'm advocating. No, I'm not. I'm saying that mistakes were made in the past and will not be made in the present.
Yes,
2003, John Ballard was released in Florida. He was acquitted.
Convicted.
He had served 3 years.
Okay, he was acquitted because of what?
The point is, that makes the point.
Tony,
2005, Harold Wilson was released in Pennsylvania. 2005, Derek Jameson released in Pennsylvania. 2004, Ernest Ray Williams released in Texas.
Are you trying to program me to a cult or something? You're like, blah, 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 blah.
Look, Tony, can you just listen for one moment? I want to ask you a simple question and want to get a simple answer for you. How many people per 100 are you willing to kill to have the death penalty? Innocent people are you willing to kill to keep your death penalty?
Less than one?
Okay,
yes,
so how many per 1,000?
I am willing, and you can look this up since you're citing these numbers. You come back and tell us what the percentage of 120-something people are against the total number of people convicted with yesterday's technology.
Is this all that people are to you, is percentages and numbers? Is that what it is to you, these innocent men that are being put to death? That's all it is just a number to you? These are people's friends and family members. And someday it could be one of your friends or family members. I bet your tune will change then, won't it, Tony?
I thought these innocent people were exonerated and released from prison, not executed.
Dude, you don't seem to understand. There are 123 people that have been released from prison. That means there are still guys in prison waiting to die that are alive.
How does that? Wait a minute. Just because 123 people have been exonerated does not mean that there are other innocent people in prison.
You're living in fantasy land.
That's just not true mathematically. That's just...
Look, if we made the mistake 123 times, then we've made it before.
You're saying that 123 people is
40 years. 123 times over nearly 40 years. Technology, 71. Okay, 35 years.
35 years.
Okay. 1971, we did not have the forensic technology we do now.
All right, now you're repeating yourself.
Convictions are based on much more accurate technology.
But even you pointed out, Tony, I agree with you that the DNA technology is better now today, no doubt. But that still doesn't, it's still not infallible. There's still a chance that we could be putting innocent people to death.
And the sky is falling, Chicken Little.
You are out of your mind. Thanks for the call, Tony.
I'm telling you this.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. He's just repeating himself at that point.
He just wants really, really, really badly to kill guilty people, and he's willing to kill a certain amount of innocent people in order to kill those guilty people.
That's right. Even if it was his brother, apparently. Even if it was him. Oh, no, my brother and me, we never end up in jail. We're good people. We're good law-abiding citizens.
So were these innocent people.
Yeah, what happens if you get framed? You're going to die, man, because of your craziness. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us AMP Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, well, shop with us. We've got a partnership with Amazon. It is the world's largest internet retailer. We want you to enter their site through our site. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. And then at that point, anything that you purchase, we'll get a percentage of. So if you like the show, that's a great way to support us and get all your shopping done anyway. Amazon.freetalklive.com. You know, we just got off the phone with Tony in Indiana.
Did you hear him say, you're getting a little emotional, Cinderella?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, so Tony came on the line, and he's for the death penalty, and he says that the reason why he's for it is because, well, now the DNA evidence is almost irrefutable. Almost, of course, being the key word. There's still a chance that innocent people are going to be put on death row. And my question is, what if Tony, if you're somebody that thinks the way that Tony thinks. What if you were put on death row? Somebody falsified evidence and railroaded you into jail. You are an innocent man sitting on death row. Believe it or not, it's possible. It's happened in the past. It will happen again in the future. So just bear with me. Imagine yourself sitting on death row and you're a death penalty advocate. Then are you going to tell me that, you know, I'm for the death penalty and, you know, even though I'm an innocent man, I still am for the death penalty, and I will have myself killed just to prove that I'm for the death penalty. I mean, will you go that far? Because that's how far you'd have to go if you were sitting on death row and you were still a death penalty advocate. It's ludicrous.
It doesn't make much sense.
Let's go to the amplifier-only line. Andrew's been waiting very patiently to take control of the airwaves. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Just real quick, with the DNA evidence thing, those are not really as accurate as people say they are.
Really?
For a number of reasons. Yeah, just the technology and also the way that you have to be good at gathering material in the right place and documenting it, and that can be easily fucked up.
Oh, you're live on the radio. You better be careful. Let's not forget just because your DNA is some particular place doesn't mean that you killed anybody.
Right.
That's true, too.
Did you test it? Sometimes it, depending on whether it's for, you know, the mother's side or the female or the father's side of your genome, it can affect things.
So it's not quite as infallible as people think. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
Yeah. Well, the main reason why I called is to talk about the Free State Project.
Oh.
And the LP National Convention. We're going to have a booth there, an outreach booth for the FSP.
That's
at the
great.
Convention. The convention is the 1st and 2nd of July, and it's going to be at the Executive Tower.
It's in Portland, I believe. I'm sure people can get more information at lp.org. Did you want to say anything specifically about it? I mean, just the fact that there's going to be a booth there?
Yeah, we're going to have a booth, and just people should stop on by.
Cool. So if you want to learn more about the Free State Project and you're in the Portland region, that'd be a great way to meet some of the members and learn a little bit more. Andrew, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate the update. 800-259-9231, that is toll-free. And, of course, we talk about the Free State Project every night here on Free Talk Live because, well, we're members. And we're excited because we're moving to the Free State.
Yep, soon, this summer.
Yeah, if all goes as planned, and so far everything is going as planned.
And it's not a free state yet, but it will be.
Right. So, well, it's like if you want to be successful, you're supposed to pretend like you're successful mm-hmm. for long enough before you actually get to the success level.
Get in the mirror and say, I'm free. I'm
right.
free. Just
right.
like Napoleon Hill.
So we'll keep calling it the free state until it truly becomes the free state. 800-259-9231. Hour number 3 is on the way. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll talk about the amount of hours that Americans spend doing their taxes. It's in the billions. We'll give you the number coming up. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.